right now on VFN TV, what does a billionaire, he's worth $64 billion, Warren Buffett, have to say about the elections, about the stock market, about the divisions taking place, and what did John Paul Jackson prophesy about these days? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Here's what the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers, and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of their voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out! Warning! Warning! Red light! Warning! People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them! It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him?
Got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm. And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And where's Commissioner Barry asked me to come, and I said, this is it, I was going to share it, that there's another level about to happen.
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. Loss of life is taking place.
If we stay on this road, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be just us morphing into some socialist, you know, type of country. It's going to be, I think, worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany. In dialogue, trying to understand, because I believe what happened there was a dress rehearsal for what the devil's trying to do in the whole world.
I think the way the world is going, the way the U.S. is going, I think there's going to come a time, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, when what I do in a public forum is going to be labeled as a hate crime.
Some disturbing news from Russia. President Vladimir Putin signed a law outlawing evangelism and cracking down on house churches. The laws forbid evangelism outside of churches and other religious sites. That means people can't even share their faith in their homes or even on the internet.
Well, you don't think God could put a tyrant over America? You don't think God could put a tyrant that oppresses the church? What have we been doing? What have we been doing as a church?
Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
God is just. You think this last 7 years has been tough, this 8 years have been tough? That's just Jehoiakim. Zedekiah is right on the precipice of coming to pass in this nation.
Not going to make it through the times that are coming without being his disciples and more. Without growing up into our purpose.
And that so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolesetsky. Well, think about this. Who would know better than a billionaire? A billionaire worth $64 billion when he's being asked, what do you think about America now? As a matter of fact, this is a particular man that didn't vote for our current president-elect Donald Trump. He actually was supporting a different candidate that didn't make it. But wouldn't you be interested to find out, is he feeling like that things are going to be bad, we're not going to make it? It's important to understand that because you're going to begin to hear a lot of people tell you that things are bad in America. But the reality is, remember this, that our poorest person in America is richer than 70% of the world's population. But if you believe the negative reports, you're going to fall for those reports. But let's just see what a billionaire has to say about the direction of America. Does he feel optimistic about his... He is Warren Buffett, worth $64 billion, being interviewed about how he feels about the direction of America now after these elections. Take a look.
Do you feel optimistic about America right now? 100%. A divided America.
100%.
Why?
This is a fantastic country. In my lifetime, there's never been anything like it. We have $57,000 of GDP per capita. This system will produce more and more stuff and better stuff and services.
The system works regardless of who
the market system.
This is so important because you're going to hear people talk about, you know, they're walking in the streets, some young folks are walking in the streets saying things are bad now. And Warren Buffett, who, you know, was okay, you know, with the election turnout, I say, listen, everything's great. It's going to be a wonderful, it's a great country. As a matter of fact, we're going to make that whole interview available to you on the VFN Torch so you can hear the whole interview or watch it. But another thing he talked about, he was specifically asked about the stock market because a lot of people were saying, you know, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, then this is what's going to happen to the stock market. If Donald Trump is elected president, then this is what's going to happen to the stock market. But guess what? Stocks are up. But what did a billionaire Warren Buffett have to say about what's going to happen to the stock market after the election? Let's take a look.
Let's talk about the markets long term. The market reaction to all of this, to President-elect Trump. What do you expect it to be long-term, given the policy proposals that he's laid out, if he carries through with them?
Are you talking about the stock market?
I'm talking about the stock market.
Yeah, stock market will be and higher 10, 20, 30 years from now, and it would have been with Hillary, and it would have been and will be with Trump.
So all of these predictions that the market was going to tank under President Trump?
They're silly.
They're silly. Think about it. A billionaire saying they're just silly. But you're looking at people just trying to push their agenda. America is built on confidence. You know, the currency and our we spend money when we're confident. We hold money back when we're not confident. When we're fearful, people don't spend. They don't take risks. But America is based on the flow of our currency moving from one person to the next person, from a buyer to a seller to a buyer to a seller. Well, he's saying, you know, have confidence. As a matter of fact, this whole interview, you can see this interview, where he talks about, and this is after the elections, he's saying, this is the most blessed country. This has more gross domestic product than any other country in the history of the world, which has been so blessed. But you're finding people, they're going to try to organize, as we talked about in our previous program, to convince people that it's a bad thing, but actually it's a good thing. They just want the country to morph into something else. And so she asking them very specifically, Warren Buffett, what about the division? Isn't this division so bad? Isn't this division that's taking place in America? What you're seeing, you know, George Soros and those that are using rules for radicals to be able to divide our country. Well, let's find out what a man who would risk $64 billion if he got this question wrong. What does he say about the division in America? Let's take a look.
You've lived through a lot. You've seen a lot of elections. This is a divided nation as we sit here today. Is this a nation that will come together and heal?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. He's confident. And it's for us to be confident in the e pluribus unum. Though we're many, we're one. It's time for us to not let people divide us anymore and to unite. I mean, understand this, that if you're a Marine and you're in the field in battle for our country, and you're in the foxhole out there, you're not asking people things to divide yourself up. You're saying, you know what, we need to unite for a cause because we are out fighting for our country. It's time for us to realize it's our unity and coming together under our Constitution and Christians up under God and realizing that it is a time for us to come together. We're going to be talking more about this, but I want you to remember VFN Kingdom Business, vfnkb.org. It's so important for us to begin to unite and come together and to create and let people know about the positive narrative about our country and about how it's one nation under God and that, you know, it's a city on a hill. And though people are trying to divide us, it's a great, I mean, look what Warren Buffett is saying about the future of our country. And so we're going to go through some difficult times, but understand what we're about to hear is some prophetic words coming from John Paul Jackson. But these things that are taking place in America and in the world are not for us to be destroyed. God's doing this so the fact that we can turn back to Him. It's minimum force necessary. How long will these things keep going? You know, he asked, John Paul Jackson asked God, and he says, up until we repent. So understand, God's got plans for America. He's got good plans in store. And we're going to hear about those prophetic words after this break. Make sure you join us after the break.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means straddle the jail, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area that will focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. I'm telling you, you're looking at a president-elect Donald Trump and the things that he ran on. One of the things he ran on that he is going to talk about in his first 100 days and start working on is infrastructure. He's saying the roads and the bridges and all and the airports, I guess because his plane landing in different places. But we're going to hear some prophetic words from John Paul Jackson, Streams of Ministry. Of course, he's already with the Lord. These words that he gave, we're seeing them come to pass. And understand these difficulties that are taking place. God's allowing minimum force necessary. Consider hardship as disciplining. I'm treating you as a son, as we're told in Hebrews. Until we finally turn fully back. We're seeing the church awake. Mm-hmm. You know, things will stop. The moment we turn back to God, this all stops. You know, and God starts going with the direction that he wants to go with us. But we need to turn back to him. And you're seeing the church wake up. But it's so important. Don't go to sleep. We just have begun to wake up. And what the Lord showed him was newspaper headlines. And what he's telling, what John Paul Jackson's talking about is the headlines on a newspaper. Mm-hmm. So you'll see those headlines come up. And that's how God spoke to him prophetically. And notice you can see several of these things taking place in what you're seeing happen in the streets of America right now. And financial crisis and these different things. But understand this, God's got good plans in store, but he wants us to be activated in a time like this. Let's go to John Paul Jackson now. Prophetic headlines.
Too big to fail fails. Nations bank being pushed. I believe what's going to happen is they're going to nationalize Bank of America, and it will change the entire banking system in the United States, perhaps in the world, when that happens. It will set the precedent for the next phase of economic things. Next headline that the next headline is this, is the infrastructure of America beyond repair? Meaning it takes so much money to repair the deferred maintenance that we've had, we don't have the money to do the deferred maintenance any longer. The next headline, the rise and fall of the political parties, new third party gains ground. The rise and fall of the political parties, new third party gains ground. Next headline. The Washington Monument tilts more. Delays announced to other monument repairs. It was like repairs that needed to be done on the Washington Monument were delayed because the monument started tilting, and it started tilting more than it had, and so delays were announced, and it wasn't just to the Washington Monument, it was also to other monuments in Washington, D.C. There was delays announced to monument repairs. Then I saw this strange headline. It said, the Great Divide, the new normal on the Mississippi River. And something, it's like this was a headline after an earthquake. So a little while after an earthquake had happened, and they were no longer able to go all the way up the Mississippi from New Orleans, all the way up the Mississippi. They weren't able to any longer. Somehow, something happened with the river in an earthquake. And so they call it the Great Divide, and how business was now operating on the Mississippi River since they could not traverse the whole way up. Another headline, Washington, D.C. riots continue. That's all I saw. Washington, D.C. riots continue. And then I saw another headline that said, Chicago up in arms. And I believe that had to refer to something of anger, maybe riots. I don't know. I don't want to suppose too much. I just sometimes I see headlines. I don't know what that headline means. That's just the headline I saw. Chicago up in arms. Then I saw another strange headline, and it simply said, "Where's the Navy?" Something had happened in the Gulf of Mexico, either the Gulf of Mexico and or on one of the coasts. And it said, "Where's the Navy?" It's like something happened, and the Navy should have spotted this issue before it happened, and they didn't catch it. Somehow, it got under the radar. It bypassed the radar. It got around our protective grid, the ocean protective grid that we have around this nation. It got around that, and I don't know how that happened, but it did. Another headline I saw was New United America being pushed. It was like there had to be something economically done with Canada, United States, Mexico, and I'm not sure about South America, maybe. I just am not sure. But for sure, Mexico, the United States, and Canada, an economic issue had arisen, a worldwide economic issue, and our solution, or the solution that was being pushed, was that we become almost like, instead of the United States, it would be United America. And I'm not saying that's the name of it, but that's the headline that I saw, New United America being pushed. Another headline I saw was GPS loses its GPS. It's as if, for some reason, the global positioning system, GPS, could no longer worked like it was supposed to work. Something happened. I'm not sure what it was. I can always suppose, but I'm trying to limit this to what I saw, or saw a byline, or caught a sentence of an article about what happened. I don't know what that means. GPS loses its GPS. Another headline I saw was three planes down from solar tsunami. Three planes down from solar tsunami, and others were missing, but it didn't give a number. It just said three planes down from solar tsunami. And then as I read on down in the byline, there were other planes that were missing. They were trying to track them down and find out what happened. One that I've said for a while, I actually had this. This was actually the first headline that the Lord gave me. The very first headline he gave me, this was in September of 1985. In September of 1985, the first headline I saw was this. And this was the one where the first time a newspaper came to me flat and stood up before me, and I read the headlines. And it simply said this, "Volcano erupts near Tokyo, 7 million dead, another million missing." Volcano erupts near Tokyo, 7 million dead, another million missing. And in this headline, actually, it was a little more than a headline. I was actually found myself standing across from Tokyo on a high, either on a mountain or a high hill or something across from Tokyo. Some blooming, a tree was blooming or had, is either blossoming or it was just finishing blossoming. A high-speed train had just gone by on the railroad tracks a little bit in front of me, maybe 200 yards down from where I was standing. And I looked across the city of Tokyo at a huge mountain in the background that was half covered with snow. The snow was about halfway down on it. And I saw a plume of smoke or steam come out the side of the mountain. And then a little while later, I saw another plume of steam or smoke come out the side of the mountain, the volcano. And then I saw a third plume come out the side of the volcano. And then short while later, I saw it shake, and I could hear all the noise of the city, the people, the trains, the planes going overhead, the just a hustle and bustle of a huge, huge, huge city. But when this thing happened, when it erupted, I remember saying, oh, this is worse than Mount St. Helens. And it blew, and smoke and ash came toward the city, but it was like steam, water. The water was so hot it melted things. When it hit it, it wasn't just it blew things over, but there was melting that took place. And then a short while later, all the noise had turned to, it became muffled, and then it just quiet. Absolute, absolute quiet. And there's more details, but I don't want to bore you with all the details of it. But I'm concerned because at the time I had that, Mount Fuji was a dead volcano. But today, it's now becoming active. So I thought it was time I better bring that up again, because one day that will happen. Another headline I saw was City Tunnels Closed After Bomb. A bomb went off, and some city tunnel, I don't know where it was, some city tunnels were closed after the bomb. Another interesting headline I saw was this. It said, New Year's Terror was the main capture. New Year's Terror, and then the byline was, out with the new, in with the old. Out with the new, in with the old. Now, normally you'd say out with the old, in with the new, but this byline said out with the new, in with the old. It's like we said terrorism was dead, but we found out it's not. And so New Year's Terror, out with the new, in with the old. Another headline I saw was record set for number of cities with riot curfews. Record set for number of cities with riot curfews. Then I saw another separate headline that said this, martial law to be extended for 30 more days. And it wasn't just one city. It was more than one city. I can't remember what the cities were. You know, it's like one of those things where you remember it in the experience, but you don't remember it when you come out.
That's what we're saying, you know, in a previous program about, you know, whoever is going to be our president is going to be the marshal, mm-hmm. under the martial law. And what they use words like state of emergency today, but the definition of state of emergency is martial law in that area. So when the president, they say, we need the president to come in and declare a national disaster and a state of emergency. They're declaring martial law basically over that particular area. And so who America just elected, President-elect Donald Trump, they elected the marshal. Who would the marshal be? And ever since George Washington, there has been they've used martial law. It's just part of what happens when you're running a country like this. But the time that we're going to go through, it's going to be a very, very interesting time. And I think about what Rick Joyner talked about. I think about what Rick Joyner talked about in and going down to Hurricane Katrina, and we were part of helping out during Hurricane Katrina, is the fact that chaos hits. And without martial law, if you have a good marshal, it's a good thing because they stop people from shooting each other. They stop people from robbing stores and robbing your houses.
It's a time of reprieve.
It's a total time of reprieve. Mm-hmm. And so it's important who the marshal is. And the second thing is they talked about, he talked about prophetically. It's the same thing we heard in one of the debates that were going on, the presidential debates, where WikiLeaks talked about the speeches that were given, I believe, by Hillary Clinton at Sachs or wherever they were. And she was talking about having a global economy where there's no borders, no Mexican-American border, no Canadian border, which is basically what George Soros was talking about. And he says, oh, these borders, you know. And they think about hemisphere-type economy. And you're looking at, God spoke prophetically to John Paul Jackson and said, he saw the headlines of the paper that there's going to be whatever you call it, but you could call it the Amero. You have South America, North America. You could just bring it all together and make it one economy. What the Lord showed me specifically is one thing that I know for a fact that's going to happen is that paper money's going away. and you think about it, why don't you use paper money now? But the very fact that it exists is the fact that people don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. You can choose to people not to know where you're spending your money, what food you're buying, that type of thing. But the Lord showed me very specifically in a vision that all the paper money on the earth, every crevice, every crack is going to be, you know, just no longer used. And what will be used is digital money. Mm-hmm. When I talked earlier in a previous program about the World Bank putting $16 billion or whatever it is, trillion, billion, on the market, they didn't print money like they used to. They actually just did a digital mm-hmm. entry and just put that out there digitally. And so you're looking at being able to control. People are going to know, you know, what you have for breakfast. They're going to know where you gassed your car up. They're going to know where you are when you're texting on your phone. They're going to know, you know, what you bought, which hotel you stayed at. They're going to know all these different things taking place. Yeah. And so if we go with that particular economy and that kind of mindset, well, you're looking at what God said prophetically, you know, through John Paul Jackson, that there are talking about the Amero, that kind of context of what reportedly, you know, Hillary Clinton was talking about in the speeches, mm-hmm. you know, said by WikiLeaks. But here we are in this particular day. It makes me think about what Revelation says. The book of Revelation tells us that there's going to be, it's all about the economy. It's all about the economy. It's going to be a beast-controlled economy, a dark-controlled economy. What is George Soros and all those guys wanting to do? They're wanting to control
to the economy.
The economy. And he says that it gets to a point where you can't buy or sell without having the permission of the one who's running the economy. Well, if it's digital, you can, this is interesting. If all you have is credit cards and debit cards, and you want to spend some money, but they can just turn that off, and mm-hmm. you can't buy or sell anymore.
It just doesn't work.
And so he says, unless you receive this mark from the beast economy, we're not talking mm-hmm. about some like dinosaur-looking thing coming out. We're talking about a beast-driven, satanic government-type situation that's controlling the economy, then you can't buy or sell. And we're moving quickly into that day. And this is one thing he says in Revelation. He says, these days require wisdom. And it's very important to begin to abide with God. If you haven't begun to abide with him, you need to abide with him. Jesus says, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. And most people want to do it.
They just don't know how.
They just need a plan. We have a plan for you, a free plan. It's at iabide.org. We're going to go to this break. When we get back, we're going to continue listening to these prophetic words given by John Paul Jackson. But first, we have this offer for you. Okay, today's offer for your partnership of any amount, remember, it's our partners that help keep us on the air, is offer 2018. When your job becomes a job, learning how to deal with times of testing in your place of work and occupation. It's so easy to get caught up in our success, but even more so in times of crisis. No matter whether it's times of blessing or crisis, it's so important to never allow your attention or your heart to be turned away from the Lord. Job was a very blessed man who loved and honored God. He was a man of integrity. His business was reportedly worth over $5 million in today's value. But suddenly, there came a time of testing that turned his job into a job. He had a personal, family, and financial, and occupational crisis, followed by a physical crisis. Everything that could be tested was tested, but he remained faithful to God. This message will help you get a better perspective of times when you go through times of testing. Remember, he had a sevenfold return. Today's offer is offer 2018, when your job becomes a job. It's so simple to partner. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now, or mail your gift to VFNTV to 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida 32505, or call us toll free at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2018, when your job becomes a job.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
One of the differences between men and women is that we need some fundamentally different kinds of protection.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. Al Mohler reflects on protection in marriage.
Now, I know that chivalry is supposed to be dead, but not among God's people. We understand that a man is to protect a woman. A woman's honor, a woman's heart, a woman's reputation, her safety. Guys, that's our job. God gave it to us. Just read the Bible. There is a protective mission given to us in marriage, and it is our responsibility to fulfill it. But guys, it's very easy for us to say, hey, we are the protector. We don't need any protection. But there is a very important protection a woman gives a man in marriage, and that is the protection of his passions. Men desperately need a wife as protection for honor and for passion and for protection of integrity.
More insights from Dr. Al Mohler today at FamilyMinute.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Ooh. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they've got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they do. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's so interesting to know, you know, God knows everything at the same time. He knows we exist in time, but God exists. Imagine if this is all time, the beginning and the end. This is us. But God exists totally outside of time. He knows everything at the same time. That's why you can see these events. Some have happened, some hasn't happened, and some's about to happen. And he's telling us prophetically so he can, you know, we're walking with the creator of the universe. He's telling us, this is what I'm going to do. And all we have to do is believe him and follow his voice. He says, you know, those who listen to my voice and follow me, Jesus said, those are my disciples. Mm-hmm. And so he's letting us know. And one thing he talks about, we're going to talk about next, is the military cutbacks.
Yeah.
And we've been watching that happen for the last 7-8 years. Where they had across-the-board cuts, and they're just whacking at military spending. And you're watching vets not taken care of. You're watching, you know, under-manned vehicles out there as people are still risking the same human life out there.
Them say they have to give bonuses back.
Yes. They were, you know, like making somebody who fought for us to give back a $3,000 or $10,000 bonus.
How do you begin that conversation?
It doesn't, you know. And yeah. You're looking at where, you know, finance enables us to be able to go out and to do these different things. If the value of money all of a sudden, like Venezuela, you know, you could have the same, you know, $10 in your bank account, but all of a sudden that $10, even though it's still $10, it can only buy $1 worth of value. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in Venezuela right this moment. And so if they shift this economy around like that, and we lose the value of our dollar, it doesn't matter how many dollars you have in your account, all of a sudden there's no buying power
right.
in that. And that can happen all of a sudden where we just can't afford to be able to send our military out. There's some sort of nuclear disaster that he's going to be prophesying about. But James Robinson talked about that early on. He says, either humble yourself or be humiliated. And there's one thing that we have to do. We have to say, God, you know, we need to humble ourselves before you, Lord, and hear your voice. Let's join John Paul Jackson as he continues to loose these prophetic words.
Law to be extended for 30 more days. Another headline I saw, severe cuts in number of soldiers. Severe military cuts in number of soldiers. Another headline, nuclear disaster under the high seas. I don't know what that meant, but it said nuclear disaster under the high seas. Another headline, ocean temperature rise spreading. Millions of fish dying. Something, they were trying to find out what happened, and I'm not sure they had narrowed it down to two or three things. And one of them I remember was like the earth opening and the heat from the earth, like the core of the earth. I'm not saying literally the core of the earth, but deep inside the earth where there's a much higher temperature, was being released into the sea at such a rate, the crack of the fissure was so large, they were thinking that that's what was causing the ocean temperature to rise. And there's millions of fish dying. The picture I saw was whales were dying, walruses were dying, porpoises were dying. And this happened in the Pacific Ocean, in the Pacific Ocean. Another headline I saw was blight in grains spreading. Blight in grain spreading. There was, and it was like, there was almost, you would think one blight was done and another blight would hit a different type of grain. More than one grain was affected. Another headline, drought continues to cause prayer to rise. So drought continues to cause prayer to rise. Another headline I saw, NFL postpones all games until answers found. NFL postpones all games until answers found. Another headline read, does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos. Don't know where that was, but does God play softball? You might remember, those of you that have been watching since we've been on, Mike, how long have we been on now? Year and a half? Year and a half, that the Lord had me talk about hail, more than 2 feet of hail that would fall on the flat ground. More than 2 feet of hail would fall on the flat ground. That happened in April in the panhandle of Texas, I think up near Amarillo. 2 feet of hail, it wasn't 2 feet actually, it was 4 feet of hail, and I just saw more than 2 feet, what I heard, more than 2 feet, and it ended up being 4 feet of hail fell on the flat ground in April of this year, 2012. You might remember that, or you might go back and check that, but you'll find out it's accurate. And so that already came to pass. Another headline I saw was, the new North Pole is found in North Russia. The new North Pole is found in North Russia, meaning the North Pole had so, the magnetic North Pole had moved so much that it was no longer under the North Pole. It was in northern Russia. It had shifted by that many, many kilometers. Cyber attack cripples grid, multiple collapses with restart efforts. So cyber attack cripples grid, multiple collapses with restart efforts. Don't know where that was. I don't know what grid that was. I just know that was a headline. Another headline is said, politics and trust, the new oxymoron. Politics and trust, the new oxymoron. Meaning, I guess that means that the time's coming when we won't be able to trust the political leaders to do what they say. Another headline, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all of its cards, was the byline. What other secret weapons does Israel have? Apparently they had one and did something, or if they somehow it was found out about. And then the byline was, has Israel played all of its cards? Another headline was, loss of identity, the cost to belong to the new Euro community. The loss of identity, the cost to belong to the new Euro community. Another headline was, radical solutions create shockwaves. Administration says we ran out of answers. So radical solutions create shockwaves. Administration says we ran out of answers. So it's like they tried everything they knew to do, so they had to do something they'd never thought about doing, never thought really that was that wise. I'm not sure, but it was obviously shocking to people what the solutions or what they went on to do. Another headline, Israel, if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. Israel says if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. So it's like they were using that as a protection mechanism. So another issue of drought, but this one said record high temps accompany record drought swept south. Record high temps accompany record drought swept south. Another headline, demand for classic seeds skyrocket. Demand for classic seeds skyrocket. Another headline, derivative panic hits global markets. Derivative panic hits global markets. Another headline, food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And then this headline kind of came just not that long after that, and it said this. Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. And a little bit of what I remember reading, I didn't get to read much about it, but a little bit of what I remember reading had something to do with food was so expensive, people would actually rob food trucks while the driver would be in delivering the food into the store. They would rob food trucks, they tried locking the trucks with padlocks, so the driver had to come out and unpadlock the truck every time. But then they were also beating the truck driver and robbing the food truck, and also using some type of a torch or a saw or something that while the driver was in, then they had this lock mechanism that I guess was hard to get to, but they just cut a hole in the side of the truck. They just cut a hole in the side of the truck and went into the side of the truck through the metal of the truck and took the food out while the driver was delivering the food. So Cisco and Kraft apparently one day are going to consider guards on their delivery trucks. Another headline I saw that caused me great concern was simply this. It said, big regulations hit small banks. Big regulations hit small banks. Another one simply said, credit markets freeze up. Credit markets freeze up. And then the last one I'm going to read tonight was this. It said, the new face of Robin Hood. Flash mobs loot rich neighborhoods. Flash mobs loot rich neighborhoods. So those are headlines that I felt I needed to start sharing. And this is one of those places where we're going to probably put it. We're going to put it on the Preparing for the Perfect Storm website. I'm sure we'll probably have it up for a while under news on the Streams Ministries website.
We have all that. Well. We have all that available for you right now. Of course, he's passed it to the Lord. We have it available for you at vfntv.com. You go to vfntv.com. You can see preparing for the prudent preparation for the storm. As a matter of fact, you can actually register for our newsletter. It's free of charge. But as a gift for registering, as a thank you, we send you a free gift, and it's called Prudent Preparation. It's about being prepared. You go to vfntv.com, click on upper right-hand corner where it says the Torch newsletter, and register. That'll come to you every week and keep you informed, because all the time, not necessarily can you watch television at a specific time. Well, you actually can watch it at vfntv.com. You can watch us on your iPhones and your Androids and your
mobile phones,
mobile device, iPads. I mean, you name it. It's amazing how all the technologies that were all over the place, including podcasts. But you find all that out when you register at vfntv.com for the Torch, and you get prudent preparation. And prudent preparation is so important because this is what the scripture says. It says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. In other words, God lets us know in advance so that we can be prepared. But this is a fool sees it all and does nothing, just keeps going
and suffers for it.
And it's going to be real hard because a lot of people are not listening. But you can listen. God is letting you know now that you need to prepare. And what's so good, this is a particular talk of prudent preparation. This helps you think outside the box. We're so blessed. We don't realize how blessed we are till somebody unplugs us, you know. And you realize, oh my God, I didn't realize how all this stuff works. And I just want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, begin to prepare. Think about this. Imagine if those riots that were taking place in America were happening in your neighborhood. And all you say, well, I can't go to the store right now because there's somebody outside, you know, doing some stuff. Imagine if you had 90 days worth of food and water stored away in your home. So all you do is just wait it out, let it go through, let the fights only last so long, and all of a sudden you would have made it, including a hurricane. Imagine if a hurricane was coming. But you see in prophetically what's going to be taking place, and we saw in our previous program, you know, what George Soros and others that are involved in that thing are trying to fuel, you know, trouble in our country. But if you look at prophetically, God knew they were going to do this before they even started doing it. God is accomplishing His will in our nation. Is for us to humble ourselves and turn to Him. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, I want to tell you something that's taking place where we talked about it before, that Satanists want to start schools, clubs inside of our schools in America. But a community is acting back and responding by signing a petition. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important because He says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing, and it comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with Him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the King, since His kingdom is manifesting.
That's
right. It's be the greatest thing He's ever done in the face of the earth is about to happen. You want to know the King.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. Well, we talked to you about this before, that Satanists, the Temple of Satan, they want to be able to start clubs in our schools, elementary schools at that. And, you know, people are considering it taking place. And as a matter of fact, CBN's reporting on this. Can you read that for us right there?
Christians across the country are working to stop a satanic temple from opening an after-school club for kindergartners at an elementary school in Oregon. Members of a satanic temple in Portland, Oregon, announced plans to hold a satanic club open house November 16th at the Sacramento Elementary School. Thousands of shocked parents rallied behind concerned Catholics in America and American needs Fatima to sign a protest petition. And parents are aghast, and so many good people are standing up in a peaceful protest. America Needs Fatima rally coordinator Francis, I can't even say his last name, he said in a statement, more than 87,000 people have signed the petition against Satan clubs, urging school authorities not to allow Satan, the father of lies, into the lives of young children. Every single voice counts against the devil. This needs to be stopped. Concerned parents are doing more than just signing a petition. They also plan to demonstrate on the sidewalk outside the school while the open house is going on. And the man continues and says that an after-school satanic kindergarten club will have devastating effects on America. Satan is not welcome in our culture, and Satan should be excluded in our schools.
So they started a petition and keep Satan out of Sacramento schools. And right now, over 91,137 people have signed that. But, you know, I've talked to leaders myself, and superintendents around the nation has received letters from this organization saying we are interested in starting this club in your school. There comes a point in time when you just got to be like Nancy Reagan and say no. Yeah. You just got to say no. I mean, you're not going to be in that position forever, but you will stand and answer to God forever.
That's right.
And it's like some things you say no to. Because if you open that door up inside that school to our children or children in that particular community, you're opening up a porthole. You're giving authority for second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, Satan to come and operate in that school and in that system. You just got to say no. And one thing you can do, like these parents in Sacramento, is stand together, sign a petition, and let your leaders know that we don't want those things in our children's school. And you're the one, it's a government by the people and for the people. When you say no as the people, then they will say
no. That's right.
So it's so important. I want to be able to pray with you right now and pray even for these schools in Sacramento that this wouldn't happen. Father God, we just love you. We thank you, Lord, for your prophetic voice. We thank you, Lord God, that you know, despite everything that's going on, you are in complete 100% control. I thank you, Lord, you gave us a nation that we can speak up. It is a nation that we can say, we don't want that. That's not right. And the majority of us come together and it happens that way. I pray for boldness for all the school superintendents across this nation and people to get behind those leaders to be able to support them in these tough decisions that they have to be able to make. We pray protection over all of our children in our schools, but we also pray for revival and a great awakening in our school, Lord. A billion soul harvest to begin in the hearts of the young people in this nation, starting in Russia and pouring even into America like that prophetic word, Lord. We ask you, God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch. A torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN Torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel that we try to share, the conversation we're having with our listeners, we really try to seek the heart of God and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour.
plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.